Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to From the Newsroom, your weekly podcast from the newsroom staff of the Holland Sentinel. I'm Audra Gamble, managing editor, and today I'm joined by two of our reporters, Mitchell Boatman, who is our education reporter. Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Hey, Audra, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And I'm also joined by Carolyn Myskins, our municipality reporter. How's it going over there, Carolyn?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Okay, so today we're going to talk about some lovely June stories. We're wrapping up the crazy school year and all that good stuff. So, Mitch, what's the big news over at Holland Public Schools?
Yeah, so last night, after a couple of months of a superintendent search, the school board at Holland Public has settled on a candidate to enter into negotiations with to become the next leader in the district. They settled on Shani Keelan. She's currently the Associate Superintendent of School Leadership and Development in Waukegan, Illinois. So they're bringing in an out-of-state candidate.
All right. And, I know that this has been a pretty lengthy process to replace current Superintendent Brian Davis. At what stage in the process are we at the end, or are there still a couple more steps to go here?
Yeah, so I'd say that's kind of the penultimate step. So, like you said, this started earlier this year when Brian Davis announced his retirement. They brought in the Michigan Association of School Boards to lead their superintendent search. They had 21 applicants to the initial position, narrowed that down to 7 for first-round interviews. Of those 7, 2 were selected for a second round of interviews and a community town hall, which was held earlier this week. And then they selected Shani Keelan last night, and so now it's at the contract negotiation stage. As long as they can come to an agreement, then they will vote on the contract here in the next couple of weeks, and then that's that. And there is the possibility of not coming to an agreement on a contract, but from what I understand, that's pretty rare once we get to this point in the process.
So during the interviews, I know you sat through many an hour of these interviews, which, thank you so much for that work for those who couldn't attend those meetings. What were some of the things that the new candidate selection, said that stood out for you in those interviews?
Yeah, so the thing that really came up when they were talking about, what impressed them about Shani Keelan was her experience working with diverse student populations. I don't remember the exact figure, but board members mentioned that where she's at in Waukegan is a majority Latinx district, which, is pretty similar to the demographics here in Holland. So that was something that they really liked. They were impressed with, her familiarity and experience in the areas of diversity, equity, and inclusion, which was an important factor for the board as they were looking through candidates. And they also really liked that she was data-driven and kind of saw challenges as opportunities for innovation. And I think that kind of covers, the major points that board members highlighted when speaking about her strengths.
All right. Well, we will keep our readers updated about those contract negotiations and welcome her into the Holland community if all that goes well. Carolyn, I'm going to turn to you to say Happy Pride Month.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of Pride Month news this week and in the last month. I'll start off with the fact that the mayor of Holland, Nathan Box, issued a proclamation on Wednesday declaring June to be LGBT Pride Month in Holland, which I think at least Jeffrey Sorensen, the executive director of Out on the Lakeshore, found that to be pretty significant for the city after, you know, years and years and years of working to get LGBT people included in our city's non-discrimination policies. I think to have the mayor and the city council sign off on June being Pride Month was pretty significant.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly something that members of the LGBTQ community have been asking for quite a while in Holland. So I know that there have been a few events already around the Holland area, but what are some other fun Pride-related events going on that people could attend?
Yep, so different Pride organizations are really excited this year to bring back in-person events after a lot of things were canceled last year. Last year in Saugatuck, in fact, it was supposed to be the second year of their Pride Festival in Saugatuck, and they switched to a car parade. We saw a lot of car parades last year in the pandemic, and they actually are keeping that around this year because at the time that they were planning Pride for this year, they weren't sure what the restrictions were going to be. So it's going to be another car parade in Saugatuck and Douglas. That's actually tomorrow at noon. And in Holland, we have a 5K race, which last year was virtual. It was the first year having a Pride 5K, but it was virtual last year. This year, it'll be in person on June 25. And then we can look out for the traditional Pride Festival in Centennial Park, which has been going on for, I think, at least a decade or so in Holland. That'll actually be in August this year.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Well, I'm sure it is a wonderful thing to be able to say, yes, there are events going on that you can attend in real life, whether that be, you know, in Centennial Park or whether that be from your car. So that's exciting news for everybody involved. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about is along that same vein, we have seen some pretty significant lessening of the restrictions of COVID, restrictions coming from the state. Just kind of anecdotally, as you guys have been around the Holland area, have you guys seen more people out and about and, you know, going to all those local downtown businesses?
Well, I can start out if you want. The city of Holland downtown was packed last weekend. I think people seem really eager to get out and about, talking to restaurants for various stories that I'm working on. They've said the demand is just crazy. The wait times are crazy. They're trying to find enough staff to serve everyone. People are really ready for a fun summer, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, I know it was Memorial Day weekend, so we had that bonus of it being a holiday weekend, but I got to say that State Park was packed at the beach for sure. So it sounds like everybody is ready for the summer. All right. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for joining us for another episode of From the Newsroom. We'll be back in your news feeds next week with another weekly news roundup. On behalf of the Holland Sentinel, I'm Andre Gamble. Thanks for joining us.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.